Hey everybody, welcome to episode 1 of Geek This Nerd That, the podcast where geeks and nerds can get along. I'm your host, David Clement, and in this episode, we are going to talk about me, kind of, but in a good way, and not a totally overly selfish way either, I don't think. So, let's go ahead and just jump into this podcast. I've done the intro, and you guys know what episode this is. And let me first just say thank you very much for listening. I'm excited to do this podcast, and I know this isn't going to be a perfect one, but I am excited nonetheless. So, I've been thinking about what exactly I should talk about on this episode specifically, but this podcast too, and I always come back to comic books. And I thought, well, what would be a good way to start the podcast out than to talk about not so much my favorite comic books, but kind of how I got into reading them and what my take is on comic books and kind of how they affect me as a person and what I do. So, when I first think about comic books, I'm immediately drawn back to when I was a kid, especially back to, well, to be exact, 1992, with Batman the Animated Series and X-Men. Those were two of the best cartoons that were out at that time. What was so great about Batman specifically, I guess, is that it was the visual style of that was just crazy and just really, really neat. And I mean, yeah, I was 5, but I don't remember seeing anything like that. And still to this day, there's just something that's just very classic about it and nostalgic. And not, like, bad nostalgic, like, boy, this used to be so much better. I think it's pretty much stood up, you know, in the past 20 years. It's kind of held its own, or at least I think so. And X-Men definitely had an 80s vibe to it, or, you know, early 90s. But I still enjoyed it so much, and here's the big thing that they did with me. You know, they started to open the door toward comics, but not like traditional comics. I'm talking more like, you know, web comics and comic strips and stuff like that. I think that's really what I enjoy the most when it comes to comics. But, you know, and I do read actual comic books, but what those two shows did, in addition to kind of opening that door, is now every single time I read a comic book, you know, from Marvel or DC, anytime I encounter any of those characters from Batman or from X-Men, those voices are the ones that are stuck in my head. For example, I read some Batman books not too long ago. I think I read the Nightfall series because The Dark Knight Rises had just come out and stuff like that. So I was like, a lot of people are referencing this, and I just kind of want to understand what they're referencing when they talk about it. I had already seen the movie, and any time Batman talked, I heard Kevin Conroy, you know, in that comic book. And anytime the Joker was in that book, which wasn't a lot, but anytime the Joker was in that book, it was Mark Hamill's Joker that I was hearing. You know, that just that crazy voice of his that you know, it made such an impression on me as a kid. And those were both of those. And also, you know, Spider-Man that was out a couple years after that, I think, they made me want to draw. I don't know why. Cartoons have always done that with me, and specifically superhero cartoons. I started coming up with my own, you know, superheroes and supervillains, and, you know, if you look at a lot of the drawings that I did during that time in my life, you know, between 5 and 10, probably, it was a lot of superheroes, a lot of stuff like that, and it really impacted me. And like I said earlier, you know, comic books, like superhero comics, I'm trying to specify, superhero comic books weren't like a big part of my life. The first Marvel comic book that I ever got was actually Pilgrim's Progress, based on the Allegory by John Bunyan. If you guys know what I'm talking about, it has to do with, you know, Christianity, and that's what it's an allegory of Christianity, and a really solid comic book. But that was the first one that I ever got, and I think that was probably in 1995 that I got that. So, you know, I recognize the Marvel name from X-Men and Spider-Man, but, you know, yeah, I enjoyed it, but it didn't really stick with me. The things that were sticking with me were comic strips. Whenever I was over at my grandma's house, or if my dad, well, my grandpa actually ran a store when I was younger, and they would have newspaper, so my grandma would give my cousins and I, and my younger brother, the funnies, that's what we called them, you know, and they were all the comic strips. So at a young age, I was reading Peanuts, and I was reading Beetle Bailey, and Garfield. I loved Garfield as a kid, but the ones that I really liked were ones that my dad was reading that were not in the newspapers that I was reading as a kid, and that was Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin and Hobbes made such a huge dent in, I think, me as a person, and there's just so much imagination and fun that a little blonde-headed terror of a boy and his tiger can have. And Bill Watterson captured childhood in such a, I don't want to say unique way, because I think that when you're that young, your childhood is magic, you know. And I was reading Calvin and Hobbes when I was, you know, 7 or 8, and it made such a dent in my love of comics, you know. And I think, you know, if you guys know me personally, you know that I love to draw. You know that in high school I was coming up with my own comic ideas. You know, I wanted it to be a comic strip, but it didn't ever pan out. But, you know, I came up with some stuff along with my now brother-in-law, who was my best friend back then. And we're still really good friends. I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. But yeah, Calvin and Hobbes especially just blew my mind and really really set my idea of what a good comic could be. You know, whether it was a superhero comic, because what was cool is you had Spaceman Spiff in Calvin and Hobbes, and he was kind of the superhero. And I think there actually were a couple of strips where Calvin was a superhero. I don't think he looked anything like himself, but, you know, he imagined he was the superhero. And it really set the tone and the pattern for what I thought comics should be. And I still, to some degree, I still hold the books, the comic books that I read, to that standard, because I love Bill Watterson and I love Calvin and Hobbes. And so, you know, with the cartoons and the webcomics, that's really my view of comics as a whole. you know, that they need to be fun, they need to be action-filled, and that's why I love them, and those things are the reason that I got into them. And as a creative, I that's what I like to refer to myself as, because I think it's an honest portrayal of what I am. I like to create things. I like to create new content and stuff like that. But as a creative, you know, I think, I don't know, I lost my train of thought. Doggone it. Well, never mind what I was going to say there. There was probably some, it was probably going to be an epiphany for some people, and people were just going to go, ooh, and ah, and all this other stuff, and I have totally forgotten what I was going to say. But, I guess because of the way that I view art and stuff like that, I'm really drawn to specific themes and just really, I don't know, very childlike comics and animation and stuff like that. And I know I'm kind of going off topic here, but, you know, I'm a huge fan of Phineas and Ferb, and I hope that you have watched that show. If you haven't, it's on Disney, and it's a fantastic show. I think I've watched probably every single episode ever, and I've really just loved Calvin and Hobbes, or not Calvin and Hobbes, Phineas and Ferb, because it reminds me of Calvin and Hobbes, just the fun, adventurous stuff like that. So, I'm really drawn to that kind of stuff, and not that I don't love my superhero books, I do, because there's a time and a place for those. And I know a lot of people expect that that's what I'm going to be talking about when I say comic books. But a real comic book to me is something like Calvin and Hobbes. And those are the kind of books that I enjoy reading. Some of my favorite creators of webcomics and my definition of comic books, stuff that is kid-friendly, but also has a really good message. One that you guys probably know, not necessarily by name, but by work, and that's Doug TenNapel. I really started picking up his books and reading them. I'm actually in the middle of his book, Creature Tech, right now, which is a really great book. I recommend it. If you guys don't know him by name, he is the guy that came up with Earthworm Jim. And I have not read an Earthworm Jim comic, but Doug TenNapel is an amazing artist, an amazing story writer. He does both with his books. And I mean, that's a comic book. If you want to go into comic strips and web comics, two of my favorites are The Monkey and the Mouse by Kev Brett, which it's more of a definitely for parents kind of thing. But it's still so much fun, and it does remind me, again, of Calvin and Hobbes. I will always relate the things that I like to Calvin and Hobbes, because that was my childhood. And so The Monkey and the Mouse is really cute from a parent's perspective on kids. And another one is Pokeweed by Drew Poza. It's so much fun because, again, very Calvin and Hobbes. I read every single strip back in April or May, I think, and just fell in love with the comic because it reminded me of Calvin and Hobbes and Bill Watterson. And it's funny because Drew is, to see him, he doesn't seem like he would have that soft, gooey interior, you know, the insides like that. He looks a little tough on the outside, and I think he wants people to think he's tough, but his creations are just too cute. I think his tagline is something like, cartoons or illustrations so cute it makes you sick, you know, and that's definitely Drew. You don't expect it because he's all tatted up and, you know, earrings and nose rings and stuff like that. He's just tough on the outside, gooey on the inside. And if Drew ever listens to that, if you ever want to punch me in the face for saying that about you, that's absolutely fine by me. I would be delighted. And another comic that I started reading from the beginning was Insert Image, and that is by Wes Mulbash. And this is really just a fun take on the church. And if I haven't said it yet, I am a Christian, so if I reference the church, you guys are just going to have to either quit listening or deal with it, because I may do that from time to time. And I'm not apologizing, I'm just giving you fair warning. But Insert Image is a really cool take on the church, and it's just really funny because it's very tongue-in-cheek and reminds me of a book that I have not read yet. And if you hear this before Christmas and you want to get me something, you can get me this book. It's called Stuff Christians Like, and it's by John Acuff. It's very tongue-in-cheek about the church and kind of makes fun of the church and the things that, as a church, we tend to do. I don't have any examples right in front of me, but I think one that I can think of right off the top of my head is how every church kind of has their own, you know, Starbucks almost inside. They have their own hipster coffee section, cafe, whatever. And Wes is just another really talented guy. All of these guys are really talented, and I'm lucky to have had conversations with them through Twitter and through Facebook and stuff like that. but this is comics to me. And again, not that superhero comics, you know, DC and Marvel, not that they're bad because I really love them, but this is really what comics are to me. And maybe that's what I should title this. Not why I love comics, not how I got into comics, but what comics are to me. Because, like I said before, there is a time and a place for superhero comics, and I've been reading a lot of them lately. But for me, when somebody says comics, this is probably the first place I go to, and then I go, oh, well, they're probably talking about superhero comics. So hopefully that wasn't boring. Hopefully that kind of gave you some insight into who I am and just my take on this subject particularly, because I think I've said comics probably 50 times. I don't know for sure, but I don't know. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I'm done. I've kind of run out of content. I need to start making notes so that these things are more cohesive, and I hope this worked out, and I hope you enjoyed it. So please go to the site that I have set up for this podcast, and I know this URL is really long, but I hope you guys will just go with it and leave some feedback. The site is GTNT, stands for Geek This, Nerd That, podcast, gtntpodcast.wordpress.com, and I will hopefully have some show notes up shortly after posting this so you guys can check out the links. You can also leave voicemail feedback. There's a little widget or a link in the sidebar. Just different ways you can get a hold of me and leave your own feedback for this episode. And while you're there, and if you're thinking about leaving feedback but you don't want to like tear this apart, or maybe you do but you want to be nice about it, something else you could do is, what do you guys want to talk about on this episode or on this podcast? What interests you? Because yeah, I have plenty of ideas. I've probably got, you know, 30 ideas for episodes, but when it all comes down to it, I don't want to just sit here and talk. I want to have some interaction. I want to know what you guys think. So if you would, head over to the website, hit that voicemail feedback, email feedback, hit those links, and please just let me know what you think of this. This is the official episode number one. There's also links to episodes number 0 and 0.5. So check those out. And again, thank you much. I'm tired. Thank you so much for listening, and I will hopefully be back next week. My idea for this is to do a weekly podcast. So yeah, hopefully I'll see you next Monday. Mondays are good days for me to do this. So I apologize for this episode being late for those of you that were expecting it. But yeah, go check out the website, gtntpodcast.wordpress.com, and hopefully I'll have a shorter URL for you one of these days. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Have a good rest of your day.